January 12, 1991, the Whalers found themselves in Toronto against the Leafs playing good hockey, having won three of their last four. Toronto jumping out to a 1-0 lead on a rebound at 9:37 of the first for Wendell Clark, his 11th of the season. Back broke the Whalers. Rob Brown is 12th at 12:05 and a quick bang in to tie the game. Then Bobby Holik with a rocket drive from the left wing. Short side of Peter Ng that gave the Whalers the 2-1 advantage going into the third. But not for long. Midway through the third, Mike Krushoneski would strike back from the right wing side. Short side. His 9th of the season, it tied the game at 2.
Now Ellis, after to Ravage, broken up by Michaela Anderson, into the middle of Emerson. He has swiveled to the ice, the Charlie horse hit by Ellis. What a knee there, and he got away with it. Now Clark brings it back, over the line of Krushoneski, right wing drive, he scores. Krushoneski on the short side of Sidorkovich from the board. And the game tied at 12:47.
Game stayed that way through the overtime, despite the Whalers having the territorial edge. But Ng came up big. Wendell Clark, a goal and assist for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and their 2-2 tie with the Whalers, January 12, 1991. This Dayton Whaler, NHL history. Tonight's stop is Edmonton, where Chuck has the Whaler preview next, when Whaler Magazine continues.